Zappos.com presents the audio version of Tribal Leadership by Dave Logan, John King, and Haley Fisher Wright. Read by co-author Dave Logan. Audio forward by Tony Shea, CEO of Zappos.com, in conversation with co-author Dave Logan.
This is Tony, and I'm the CEO of Zappos, and I'm sitting here today with Dave, one of the authors of Tribal Leadership. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Sure. Well, Tribal Leadership is a book that, in short, teaches people how to build great cultures. And the whole point of that is a great culture will outperform a mediocre culture. And in the United States, really around the world, we have an epidemic of mediocre cultures. And Tony, one thing that I would say about Zappos, having spent some time here, is you really have a remarkable culture. In fact, you have one of the few truly great cultures that we've ever seen. And if we could help to make more cultures around the world like the culture you have here, everybody would benefit. So that's really the goal.
Well, culture has always been the number one priority for Zappos. We believe that if we get the culture right, then most of the other stuff, like great customer service, will just happen on its own. And so we've always approached it in a very instinctual way in terms of what we think would help improve the company culture and how do we scale that culture. And so when I first came across your book, Tribal Leadership, it was just amazing reading through it because it really felt like our beliefs about our culture were really being validated by the book. But the other thing that we really liked was that the book enabled us to think about our culture and how do we develop people and get people more culture focused. It really approached it in a much more structured way. And so just combining that structure with our own instinctual thoughts about culture, it really was an amazing experience. And so now we're trying to get everyone in the company to read Tribal Leadership. I'm very excited that we're going to have an audio version where employees of Zappos can listen to the audio version in the car. And it's not just for Zappos, but for everyone. And that was your idea to distribute the audiobook for free. Can you talk a little bit about why you wanted to do that?
Well, sure. First of all, on behalf of my co-authors, John King and Haley Fisher Wright, really want to thank you for making this book available. This is somewhat of a precedent-setting event. When we were here before, we took some video of just walking around the hallways in Zappos. It was unrehearsed. It was unscripted. We've shown that to people. Here's what it's like to do a tour of Zappos. It was very low res, but it's very cool. And what most people say when they see the video is, number one, that's amazing. Number two, we could never have that culture around here because our culture just isn't ready for it. We hire the wrong people. We don't have the right managers. We can't. So what we'd love to do is make many cultures in the world as great and interesting and fun as the culture that you have.
Yeah, and I can tell you, I give a lot of presentations about our company culture, and I get that same reaction. People come up to me and say, that's great, it works for you guys, but it would never work at my company. Or they maybe believe that it can work, but they really need some guidelines in terms of, you know, what should I do? Here's the state of my organization right now. It's great being able to now have a free audiobook that I can point them to and they can download and really learn what are the things that need to happen in order for them to get from whatever stage they're at to the next level. So I'm very excited about this, and thank you for coming up with the idea and making it freely available to everyone.
Well, thank you. I mean, it really is a perfect marriage between what your company has done so well in culture and some of the studies that we've done and the consulting that we've done. Honestly, I wish we would have found you sooner. We would have made you a major highlight in the book, but we didn't find you until after the book was published. But what you describe is exactly the point. People see your culture and they often leave in some ways sad because they don't know how to build what you've done here. So what we sought to do in the book was to find people who are tribal leaders and reverse engineer what they did so we could show other people what you've done in a more systematic way to make sure you keep doing it and so others can benefit from the kind of culture that you've built. Many people think you can build a great culture if you have unlimited funds. So we often talk about the dot-com excesses of the late 90s. And, well, it's easy to have a great culture if you're spending money like you're able to print it. But one of your core values here is do more with less. So you've been able to build a great culture while still remaining fiscally responsible. That's a very important message to send to people.
Well, I think what's interesting is sometimes when we meet with HR people from other large corporations, they have heard about the culture at Zappos. And so they kind of come and ask us, okay, what are the things that we need to check off? Like, do we need on-site massages? Do we need doggy daycare? Do we need the gym? And what your book does is really just outline the things that are actually necessary. And it's not about the on-site massages, which we don't have, but I think a lot of corporations just think of, okay, if we spend money to have on-site massages, then suddenly we'll have a great culture.
No, but that's exactly the point. And you go into a lot of cultures where we've spent time that do the things you're describing. And in fact, it creates a culture of spoiled children instead of a high-performing culture. What we fundamentally need to do in cultures is connect what people do with something that's important to them. People often say, I can't have a great culture because we have millennials working here. Now, you've got all ages, including millennials, and you've found a way to tap into their passion, their sense of aliveness, and bring that into work every day. And that's exactly the point. Cultures are not dependent on age groups. They're not dependent on education. They're not dependent on demographics. And they're not even dependent on massages.
And what's interesting is, people do ask us, what is our technique or strategy for getting millennials or Gen Y workers to be more motivated? And the truth is, we don't actually do anything specific for that age group. We really just think about what are things that are kind of universal things that everyone cares about. What happens is we focus on our core values and our company culture by really making that the priority. As a byproduct, our workforce is very diverse, but we don't actually have a diversity program. It just happens naturally.
And that's the point. They come from the bottom up, and they come from the middle down, and the middle up, and the middle sideways. It's organic, but it actually works. And that's how you build great cultures. And congratulations for building such a great culture here at Zappos.
Well, thanks for coming to our offices, Dave. And I'm sure our listeners are excited to start listening to the book and instead of hearing us talk about the book.
All right. Well, Tony and everyone at Zappos, thank you. Thank you for this gift you're giving to the world.
Well, thank you.